As the beloved Sha'ara speaks his heart to us all, we ask our mighty omnipresence to bless him in the name of all mankind for the service he has rendered to many life streams through the centuries. May we be a part of drawing those of the outer world into the great love and embrace of the mighty I Am Presence, and let the power from the cave of light in India come into the outer world and make the world an altar of the ascension for all. Beloved ones of my heart, thank you for your presence here tonight. Thank you for your constant calls for more assistance to the people of earth. We trust we shall make the radiation from the cave of light felt very tangibly about you as you give it more recognition. And even though its radiation pours forth constantly throughout the world, yet when your attention comes to us, you may have a much more concentrated action of its power in and around yourselves with that light, which in reality is the white fire, the great fire breath of the mighty I Am Presence, that entering into the outer self purifies all things without reservation. And as the powers of the sacred fire are being drawn forth into the outer physical world at various points to help hold steady the electronic force in the crust and surface of the earth, yet while those flames seem to be located at certain points, yet their radiation goes forth through all mankind. While the appearance world still seems threatening, yet I plead with you, try to realize that with all that life has provided and the way and means of drawing into outer action these powers of the fire element to offset mankind's discord, you, through your calls to your presence and your love to us, are at all times able to draw into outer conditions that which, if not disturbed or neutralized by doubt or fear, those flames will go on doing their work till the planet itself is as pure as the heart of the central sun. Now, in those activities which are focused into the retreats throughout the world, try to realize each retreat has some one definite keynote of service to that portion of the earth. The power drawn there is always a pillar of flame from the physical sun and the great central sun and anchored directly into the heart of the earth. Therefore, it is as if almost spokes of a wheel radiated forth from the center, passing through the structure of earth and releasing those conditions of the fire element that govern the stress or strain in the crust of the earth and hold within a certain balance the energy released by mankind through their outer activities into the atmosphere of earth. Much of that drives down into the structure of earth itself. Now, for long centuries, the masters, seeing mankind's increasing pressure of discord and its effect upon the powers of nature and the forces within the crust of the earth have drawn forth these pillars of flame and cosmic light substance to prevent terrific destruction, which otherwise would have occurred. But you, beloved ones, through the momentum you have already gained in your understanding, call to the presence, and in these tremendous decrees that have gone on for years now to help correct conditions, each of you, as you remain harmonized and obedient and pure in the outer, becomes, as it were, like a walking pillar of flame to render the same service in the atmosphere of earth and in the cleansing of the powers of nature. Just by your radiation alone of that flame can you be of tremendous blessing to all in this world. And therein comes your responsibility of forbidding the human to any longer pull upon your attention or your time or your energy to gather that which sustains the shadows. Now you are people of the light. You are children of the flame. Therefore, your natural element, your birthright, is to move in a pillar of these powers of the sacred fire from the heart of the great, great silence, that first of all bring their balance and purity and perfection into yourselves and into your world. And then as you give that recognition and use it more and more, it increases and expands to the place where it pours forth constantly to life everywhere around you the same mighty purity and love and perfection that it manifests within you. Therefore, you have almost unlimited means by which, if the outer attention is controlled and held under obedience to the higher mental body, your pillar of flame can expand almost without limit. And your very presence in a community will be a benediction and a song of joy. And all life will be happier because you have passed that way. Therefore, you precious ones who travel so much, coming back and forth to these classes, are surely a blessing to the land and to the structure of earth itself. Therefore, try to remember your responsibility to feed no more energy into the destructive conditions of the world. Now, if problems and discord arise, you know what to do. Supposing you stood alone and you were where no one else could get to you, I'm quite sure you would turn your attention to your beloved I Am presence and to us. There wouldn't be any question about that if danger threatened you. Under a crisis, the problem or the pressure becomes a driving force to drive you right back to your presence, the powerhouse of assistance for you. And in a crisis, you always draw forth more power of the fire element from your higher mental body to help sustain you or overcome the condition and give you protection. You draw more than you do ordinarily. Well, you can have that same quantity of power anytime you want it. But we don't always want you to be having to pass through a crisis of some kind in order to become aware of how much assistance your presence will give you, and how much power is in the use of the sacred fire. And therefore, if you will remember, just practice this in the outer life as you move from one place to another. You can just become as aware of that, of walking within the pillar of flame or cosmic light substance, as you can walking within your overcoat. It's merely a matter of remembrance in the intellect. And since the destructive forces don't want you to remember, and we do want you to remember, and your presence wants you to remember, the presence and we, with your free will, are far more powerful than the sinister force. And I'm going to try from time to time to give you more feeling of our dominion over those destructive forces and the full power of your own presence dominion to control them, so that the sinister force doesn't any longer remain in your consciousness as a great accumulation of mankind's frightful destruction under which you're caught or have to bow. Instead of that, we want you to come home into the realm of the sacred fire and live in the temple of your own heart's flame. Live in the sacred fire of the ascended master's great outpouring to the earth. Live in the power from every ascended master retreat throughout the world. And the way you do that is by turning your attention there and sending your love there. Automatically, on your own love, comes back the power from that retreat into the outer self for your use. And therefore, no matter what the condition seems to be, no matter how terrific, you keep demanding the complete annihilation of everything that has ever tortured life. Keep demanding and demanding. And I tell you, precious ones, it is like a storm, an electrical storm in the summertime, when you see flash after flash of lightning through the clouds. And after a certain amount of that has been released, the clouds go. It consumes the discord that has gathered as destructive activity. And this is exactly the same way. When you demand that you live each day in the great fire temple of your almighty I Am presence, full authority and power of that sacred fire, and you visualize, just picture the great pillar of cosmic light substance and the flames within that of various colors, and know that as long as you journey in this world, you move in that power of the sacred fire. Now, perhaps some of you have seen it, and some of you may not. But there has never been a dictation to either one of the messengers that they were not enclosed for at least a half an hour before they came onto the platform in a pillar of this light substance and the sacred fire. And that we project, whoever is dictating, enfolds the messenger in the pillar of that light substance within which is the flame. But that is drawn from our octave around the outer self to keep everything insulated until we are through releasing our love and blessing and assistance to you all. But you can just as well have a similar thing from your own beloved I Am presence in expanding cosmic action. Now, this is not the same as your electronic tube of a light substance, And yet it is to some degree. That which the higher mental body pours around you, and which substance comes from the Ascended Master's octave, that is for your own individual protection and purifying assistance to the outer self. But when we project these pillars of flame and substance around anyone, that is because of a service and a focus of power that is needed to give that service to the outer world. But as you are a part of that service to the outer world, naturally, as the blessing goes forth to that substance and flame to correct conditions of discord in the outer, naturally it radiates into you and renders a similar service for you individually. So if you are willing to call this forth and remember that you can move in it at all times, then that can become, precious ones, for you almost as visible and tangible as the luminous presence of an ascended master. And it actually is part of that same substance and flame from our octave. It can be drawn to the point where it could easily be photographed by very sensitive film. And yet long before that, the very intensity of the force about you would become tangible to the people with whom you associate. And now, why do you think I am turning your attention to this tonight? Because within that pillar of flame and substance from our octave is the strength and the courage and the actual power of the fire element to do in the outer world that which cannot be done in any other way. And naturally, as you call this into outer action, to govern conditions in which you move, and to be of assistance to others while we are pouring forth what is necessary, automatically, your own outer self and your affairs are being raised and purified and lifted into a similar condition of perfection, except that it is more concentrated for you individually, since you abide within it. Now, when people come to the retreats of the Ascended Masters throughout the world for certain assistance in the purifying and raising of the atomic structure of the outer self, and then they return to the outer world to render certain service in fulfilling the divine plan as messengers and so forth, there is never one leaves the retreat who has passed through the initiations who is not clothed in a pillar of this substance. And the individual lives in that from then on in the work of the outer world. Now, you sometimes think you have a strenuous time. As the mighty Saint Germain says, you're living in the midst of a very hailstorm in the outer world. And yet, dear hearts, you haven't had anything compared to what we went through. When we took our training in the retreats, we had to stay there long enough and work powerfully enough to draw forth this light substance in and around ourselves till it was visible to the physical sight of others in the retreat. And you haven't had to do that. Of course, you might cause considerable curiosity in the outer world if you all moved in great pillars of light substance that was visible to all, but one day they may get the shock, you can't tell. It certainly won't hurt them. But if, thank you so much, precious ones, but if you will live in this now, knowing that it is the flame from the ascended master's octave, and it is cosmic light substance from our octave, and it is our love in and around you, to repel the hate of the world or to consume it, then, precious ones, you will not feel that you're moving in outer world conditions and it's such a struggle. Because the more you are aware of this, the less struggle and strain you have. And yet, you will move forward in victorious accomplishment with such joy that nothing will seem like effort to you. This will positively help you to go forward as if you were on wings of light. You might think we've asked you to do a great many things in visualizing this or that or the other activity of the sacred fire or the cosmic light. And so we have. But what of it? Thank you, precious ones. But how many millions of pictures do you suppose you've visualized since you first turned away from the light at the end of the second golden age? You've had 2.5 million years to visualize every conceivable thing in the outer world and picturize it into yourselves. So, if we give you the practice of visualizing perfectly good things to bless you, you still haven't held as many pictures of perfection inside of you and in your worlds as you did the imperfection of the centuries gone by. And this is the blessing to you from now on as you move in the condition of the outer world. You may live in our world as you hold yourselves within this pillar of our flame and substance, of our love. You not only move in the world and are not of it, but you are actually living in our world, because the pillar of flame and substance connects right through into our octave. So you can come to us in a very powerful, close way as you remember to do this. This has another very wonderful blessing. Everything you see then in the outer world, instead of looking through your own thoughts and feelings about those conditions, and therefore many times imposing your own thought and pictures upon the condition, in this case, you will live in our thoughts and feelings and pictures of the condition, which are always perfection. Then you won't impose on some other part of life your own thoughts and feelings and pictures of imperfection, when maybe the imperfection you think is there is not there at all. That is the grave danger of people having opinions. That is why the great ones have said, don't have any opinions. Because an opinion is a strong feeling of dislike or criticism or condemnation or blame about the condition, while all the time, through the use of the sacred fire and the cosmic light, in your own cause, you have the power to change the condition. This way, you will see the world through our eyes, instead of through the habit of human thought and feeling. Now, when a condition is wrong, it's wrong. And you have to see it. Sometimes it comes to your attention in order for you to take care of it. And therefore, if it is wrong, there's only one thing to do. Call the sacred fire into action to wipe it out and put perfection in its place. But from now on, try to visualize or picture all the perfection you desire brought into the physical world, always acting within some one of the activities of the flame that contain the color producing the quality or the perfection you desire. So everything you want to bring into outer manifestation from tonight to produce perfection in the outer world, see it always held within some activity of the sacred fire and the cosmic light, and demand that it be made eternal. Then, what you bring forth cannot be used by the centers of force under any circumstance, because the perfection you draw forth while you are clothed in that pillar of flame, and when you call it from our octave, you want permanent perfection here, then if it's to be permanent, it must be clothed in the fire element. You'll never have anything permanent unless it is. So from tonight, if you want the good in yourselves maintained and the good in your world made permanent, then just live in these great pillars of the fire element, any particular color you like, on the white fire, the cosmic light substance, and know that you are living in our world of the love of the sacred fire, and that you are drawing pillars of that flame to now become part of the actual structure of the earth itself. And then, thus a purifying activity of the sacred fire go on through the element of the earth, the water, and the air. And that is what makes you master over the forces of the elements and over the conditions of the outer world. No matter what you do in the future, wherever you move, feel that you live in this pillar of the sacred fire and cosmic light substance from our octave. This is a cosmic action wherein more power and activity of the sacred fire from the great, great silence is joining into the structure of earth itself to make it become the great blazing perfection of the sacred fire that is its destiny. Now, in using this in the outer world, precious ones, you can demand that it be established in your business, in your homes, wherever you move. It is a matter of living within the thoughts and the feelings of the sacred fire from our octave. And if the outer intellect seems to forget, pay no attention. Turn right back to the presence and say, beloved, mighty I am presence, see it never forgets again. Make this flame stand forth in such power, none can doubt it, none can deny it, and none can ever again oppose its perfection. Then go about your business, but wherever you move, feel you move clothed in this pillar of substance and light from our octave. This is a blessing to your city. It's a healing power within itself. And as soon as you get the feeling and the remembrance of its presence around you, then as soon as you're aware of that, as you are your hands and your feet, you will find its power surging into your outer use with the most astounding manifestations and victory. You never forget that you have hands and feet, do you? You don't forget that you have feet when you want to get up and walk. Of course, some of them hurt sometimes, and they won't let you forget. But you don't have to have discard in order to remember you've got them for use when you want to use them. You're aware of them. And the same thing with this tube of light. Same thing with this pillar of the sacred fire. When you want to use it, you remember it's there. But it would be well to remember it all the time. Not that you have to make conscious effort. You just feel it there. And when you get ready to move somewhere, it's ready to cooperate and assist you. Cooperate with you and assist you. So you may draw this forth also with tremendous blessing to everyone in your government who is trying to hold to the constructive way of governing the nation and to that which helps to sustain you against the outer world's destructive forces. See a gigantic pillar of this, filling and surrounding the whole country, that the nation itself may live in our flame and cosmic light substance, a perfection in this octave. It may take some little time to see this pictured as changed conditions in the physical, but let me tell you, you cannot change the conditions in your country. You cannot rise out of problems. You cannot purify and perfect this outer world except by the use of this fire element. And that sacred fire has to come from our octave. It's already been drawn here for centuries through the retreats of the world. But you, by conscious knowledge now of the mighty I Am Presence, can have it as much as you want in and around your physical bodies or your affairs. And then there comes more flame to be part of the earth itself. And then it penetrates the earth, but it will also control the conditions of the earth. And wherever the flame is, purity and perfection have to be. So this is a powerful purifying activity. And you, who are the beloved family of the mighty Saint Germain, are almost obligated to feel this in violet flame as you move in the outer world than if you're in your recognition of the Elm of Peace. You desire his flame of love and peace, it would change automatically to gold, and it will be governed entirely by your higher mental body and the ascended host. You'll find it a very great reservoir of energy. It is a powerful focus of the power of our octave that is master over everything, because the fire element from our octave is master everywhere. It's master even over the physical fire of your world. Now, the mighty sound of Gemara has much to do with this, as well as others. The great divine director is instrumental in this also. And this is a gigantic blessing, because, precious ones, as you learn to live within this more and more, you'll find it will be impossible to have habits of thought or feeling that will disturb you. As you live within this, all the thoughts and feelings that have tried to hammer back and cause you distress will be unable to enter, because they can't pass through our flame. This will release tremendous pressure from the constant suggestions of the outer world. And at the same time, it will make you such an anchor of the powers of the sacred fire in the physical octave that you will be a blessing to the very ground you walk upon. Your activity of this tube of flame and substance will bless and purify the air in which you move. It will radiate its perfection to all substance that you contact. And more than that, it contains a power within it of the great central sun magnets raising love. So it will be a raising power to everything in the world. individually, by your use of this, can you become the raising magnetic power to life, to lift it into the sacred fire, where perfection abides forever. This is truly your home, precious ones. This flame is that into which you must come anyway in your ascension. And you can practically live in the unfolding radiance of the ascended masters. That is almost like that which we use at the moment of the ascension. It isn't quite as complete. It isn't as all-powerful, because if it were, it would take you into our octave completely. But as you move in the outer world conditions, well, they just will be unable to connect with you. Now, the great divine director has requested that we bring this into your outer use for certain activities which he wants to accomplish for you all. And it is one of those great, great blessings which the cosmic law has commanded come to assist you. So we all bow to his authority and the great love that has drawn the service which he renders into the physical octave for your blessing. And beloved ones, try to realize that because of the number of Ascended Master retreats within this nation, it is not by accident, I assure you, that those powers are placed within this nation. Since it is the cup of light to the earth and the heart of life to the earth, then it was necessary to draw those pillars of flame. And if you give recognition to this, it will do much to offset a great deal of what otherwise would strike within the nation. Call this forth and just know that the great ones who govern the power of the fire element, the sacred fire from our octave, from the great, great silence, are at all times projecting the sacred fire wherever there is consciousness in the outer that gives it conscious recognition and acceptance and allows it to expand through the outer self and be the authority that controls all the other elements in this world. Try to feel yourselves clothed in this tonight. And may its boundless blessings prove to you what wonders abide within the sacred fire. And then will you come closer into the great outpouring from the cave of symbols and those focuses of light throughout the world, through the Ascended Masters retreats, will more and more pour their individual blessings to you. We want you to feel your closeness with us through this. This will enable us to come to you much more quickly in the visible, tangible body. As you practice the use of this, become aware of the powers and blessings of the sacred fire, you raise closer to us and you draw nearer the hour when we can come and associate with you and walk and talk with you as you do with each other. So you see, I did have a very important purpose in bringing this to your attention tonight. thank you, precious ones, with all my heart's love. And that shall come back to you, amplified with the power of the sacred fire and its boundless love to make you victorious forever. And now for a few moments, for a radius of, I would say, 9 feet in every direction around each one of you, supposing you make the choice of the color of the flame you want in and around the physical form. See the cosmic light substance, which is blazing light, white, the outer radiance of blue. And then you see within that the color of the flame that you love most. And let it do its perfect work tonight. And know that the lords of the flame from Venus have come to give you their master power of their love, which brings into your outer use those powers that are the fulfillment of a great divine plan, and that release into outer manifestation that which brings you much of the perfection that is now on Venus. Let us establish this tonight. I know that is the open door through which all the great beings who direct the sacred fire may at any time flood you with their blessings, and you draw those into outer use to release the greater powers of life's perfection. So may you feel the reality of this tonight, as real as reality will ever be. As the mighty Saint Germain said to you, when you say, "The presence which I am clothes me now in its mantle of dazzling light substance," you may say, "Beloved mighty I am presence and the ascended host, seal me now in the great pillar of the sacred fire from your octave that releases all the blessings that are necessary to make this world ascended master perfection. May the flame teach you of itself, open its heart to you, and reveal to you all that your presence and the ascended host want you to have, all that is in the universe to bless you, all that you choose to use and desire to bless the rest of life with that which raises all into our perfection through the ascension. And may its mighty reality, its cosmic power and boundless love from the heart of the great, great silence make you know the powerhouse into which you have entered and in which you may abide until we meet face to face or you ascend into our octave. I trust you will enjoy that to which I have turned your attention tonight, and in your full acceptance of it, may the ascended host bless you with all they want to give. Thank you and good night. Won't you be seated, please? Thank you, beloved Shananda, and all the great ones who direct the sacred fire to the earth. Draw us into your heart soon, into your heart's flame tonight. Make our worlds the temple of the sacred fire. Make mankind understand what it means, and then loose its powers for the purification and freedom of all. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all on this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly, that limitless outpouring of such immortal power and victory of the sacred fire and the cosmic light, that it blazes its blessings everywhere, stands between us and everything human, and takes us forward to victory in everything we attempt to accomplish till our ascension is complete. May it be the magnet that draws us into our final victory in that hour when we leave the earth and its limitations. And when we return, clothed in the freedom of the sacred fire, May there come those legions with us to assist more quickly the rest of mankind to be free. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in everything that the sacred fire that comes under your direction can give, and draw it into outer action and make it become the structure of earth until all become its perfection forever. Thank you, precious Daddy. Thank you, beloved Shinanda. And thank you, the Lords of the Flame from Venus, and all who direct the sacred fire to the earth. Make us its blazing glory and its immortal victory everywhere we move forever. And let the cosmic laws demand for its victorious presence. Anchor it here, wherever we move, until it draws all into perfection forever. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaros, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before to clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. And beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand, become one with the flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in this great pillar of immortal flame from the heart of the great, great silence, and the sacred fire of eternal perfection become anchored as a reality and permanent manifestation as part of the structure of earth, and wherever we move, establish that for eternity till the fullness of its victorious presence has purified all and brings beloved Saint Germain's freedom everywhere throughout the nation and the world. And it is our privilege to give all the obedience we know how until this is manifested everywhere and the sacred fire becomes known by all and all love to obey it and release its power for the ascension of all. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty Am Presence and all the great ones, especially to beloved Shinanda and the mighty divine director, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, qualify it with all the sacred fire necessary to envelop the earth its blazing authority and power of immortal purity, and compel the release of all on this planet from everything human forever. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, flood forth everything it contains into the hands and use of those under this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all poverty and all else that is not of the light, especially all that is of war and all impurity. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, as soon as possible, according to the wisdom of the great divine plan. Now, as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, all activities of these great pillars up here of the sacred fire and cosmic light from the ascended master's octave that are required to hold immortal protection around all under this radiation and move us forward the victory of its blazing love until we all stand ascended and free.